Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dot Earth podcast series. Today we have the special pleasure of speaking with Edmund Chung, who's the CEO of the Dot Asia organization, who will be discussing the Dot Asia top level domain, the T times 2 campaign, and much more. And Edmund, how are you doing today?
Great.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure having you. And let's start from the top. Tell us about the Dot Asia top-level domain, the vision, the history, et cetera.
We at Dot Asia, we started in early 2000s, in fact. So the plans for Dot Asia started very early, but it took us a long time to get the vision to actually get into operation. And I think those who are following Dot Earth would have a similar feeling about it. And Asia is kind of a part of Dot Earth. What we are really about is about Asia collaboration, is about the Asia Internet. And the Dot Asia domain itself was created as a not-for-profit organization from the Internet community from Asia. And our focus and our mission is actually not only just to run the Dot Asia domain as a successful top-level domain for utilizing on the Internet as a Internet identity, but also to contribute to Internet development and adoption around Asia. That's how we started, and we're excited to, I guess we're quite excited about the achievements so far. When we launched in year 2007 and 2008, we were the first top-level domain that launched from Asia, and since then we've been able to support many different internet projects that is coming out from Asia, from internet governance to the many new top-level domains like .earth, being able to support the entire process and to see a lot more top-level domains and a lot more people from the industry coming from Asia. And that's a big part of the .Asia vision beyond just operating the .Asia top-level domain.
That's great, Edmund. Thank you so much for those insights and really exciting stuff considering that you've been doing this since 2007, 2008. And when it comes to the .Asia domain extension, what types of organizations are using it now and who are you targeting with it?
Well, the .Asia domain is actually for any company and person coming from Asia, initiative coming from Asia, but also for small, medium-sized companies that are from some U.S. and European targeting into the Asian marketplace. Today, we have a lot of small, medium-sized businesses that are actively utilizing .Asia domains, startups that come from Asia, especially from the ASEAN area. You must have heard about the ASEAN market integration around Southeast Asia and then including India, China, Japan, Korea. That makes a big Asia marketplace. So a lot of the companies and professional companies are utilizing .Asia domain to tackle the market as a whole. So a lot what we're seeing are businesses actually utilizing like local domains, just called country code top level domains for their local business, and then using 8.Asia for the regional business. And early on, what is really exciting that we see is large brands like Johnny Walker, like the DBS Bank, the Development Bank of Singapore, like Corona, utilizing .Asia domains. Those are very exciting developments that we see. But what is really exciting about the work is actually seeing the local stores and the neighborhood stores and the small bars in Malaysia, in Indonesia, and Vietnam starting to utilize .Asia domain. And what we've found is that a lot of the things that we do, like we've been supporting the Asian Film Awards, like we've been supporting what is called Gold.Asia and the Jamie Oliver campaign on food revolution, those actually spark a lot of interest from that area, like restaurants starting to be interested in using a .Asia domain, like new artists, new bands starting to use .Asia domain. So a lot of the community efforts that we do actually ties back into sparking interest in that area to start utilizing a .Asia domain. So all sorts of organizations and personnel utilizing .asia, but most exciting is seeing them on billboards, seeing them on local stores in Asia utilizing .asia domain.
That's fantastic. You know, in many ways, you covered off on part of my next question, but I'll ask it anyway because this is certainly a big part of the .earth domain extension. It comes down to branding. And tell us about how .asia helps a lot of these organizations with their brand. I mean, you mentioned Corona and some big brands and seeing them on billboards. That's just fantastic. So I'm sure the branding element is a huge kind of incentive for these organizations to use the .asia domain. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, just like .earth, I think it's very focused on the environment and how we live on this earth, planet Earth, together. For .asia, we focus on the Asia identity, and that's really what stands apart. We're talking about the Asia collaboration, and what we're seeing, for example, some of the big brands, I mentioned Corona, Johnny Walker, and those guys, they utilize the .asia domain for their regional campaign, like a campaign that is run across like China, Singapore, Malaysia, Japan, and Indonesia, and it gives a coherence. And what we're also seeing that's really exciting is, for example, the Development Bank of Singapore, what they did is they used bbs.asia, and it forwards, instead of going to the corporate site, it forwards to the Facebook page. And depending on where you are, it goes to their different Facebook page. So if you're in a different region, for example, you go to the local community right there. And that's a really exciting thing that we're seeing, and how the branding is actually incorporated into the domain. So instead of, a lot of people in Asia is using Facebook today, but instead of, you know, in your branding and in your billboard ads and in your print ads to feature like a Facebook domain or, you know, search us on Facebook, they actually put bbs.asia, and when the user sees that, it's easy to remember, it's the brand is there, and when they type it in, it goes directly to Facebook where DBS can interact with the user immediately. And that's one of the things I think is very interesting with new top-level domains, and I'm sure that, you know, .earth and others will start to see that, especially when the brand is built around communities, then, you know, how to utilize that in the offline world and drawing them back into communities online. That's really, I guess, a lot of what .asia is about and a lot of what these new top-level domains is about as well.
That's great. Really interesting stuff there, Edmund. So let's shift real quick and tell us about how you all have been proactively contributing to the internet community overall in Asia.
Well, as mentioned, in fact, even early on when we were preparing .asia, there were a lot of projects that the internet community in Asia really wants to contribute to, but finding funding and finding it's a consistent secretariat is difficult. So some of the exciting projects we've been able to support is like one laptop per child around Asia, sending laptops to rural villages, to children in rural villages around Asia, in Bhutan, in Cambodia, in China. But also digital inclusion projects supporting like digital divide, projects that cut down the digital divide, but also internet governance issues. The internet, of course, is in our everyday lives today, but it also brings along a lot of challenges like copyright issues, like privacy issues, security issues. And so .asia has been able to serve as a secretariat for the Asia-Pacific Regional Internet Governance Forum, a forum that is the global version of which is hosted by the United Nations. And so these are some of the things. I also mentioned the Asian Film Awards. We've been serving as the honorary secretariat for a few years to get that initiative started. We've also supported the Jamie Oliver initiative on Food Revolution Day, and a number of different areas that engage youth, especially young people from Asia Pacific, to talk about the internet and how we want the future of the internet to really shape up to issues like privacy, issues like cyberbullying, the kids of today, they are actually the expertise. When they are the first generation that have the opportunity to actually live their primary school or even kindergarten these days on the internet. And cyberbullying to them is a very different issue than to me and you. I started using the internet and when I'm in university. But these are some of the things that from .Asia we've been able to support. And with the .Asia income from the domain registrations, we've been able to support these type of initiatives to make, I think, the key aspect is trying to make the internet a better place for the future and also to engage people to make use of the internet of today.
Wow, that's wonderful, Edmund. And you know, speaking of making the world a better place overall, tell us about the campaign with Agitora and the T x 2 campaign. This is something near and dear to our hearts because, as you may recall, Aji actually did a Q&A with us for the .Earth, Voices.Earth blog, which was fantastic. And we love this campaign and we'd love to hear more about it directly from you.
Absolutely. Aji has been very busy in the last few months. Aji is actually .Asia's newest staff. Agitora is a little cyber tiger, and it's on our staff. And he represents not only .Asia, but actually the spirit of the Asian internet. What is interesting about Aji, of course, he's a tiger, but about the TX2 campaign is really that today, internet, again, is already in our everyday life, but a lot of people don't realize that the tigers and our wildlife, the internet is actually having a direct impact. You may know that tigers are being endangered, but what you might not know is that the internet is becoming the number one threat to tigers and wildlife around Asia. And the reason for that is a lot of, in fact, most of the illegal wildlife trade has gone online. What used to be mafia guns and tanks or armored cars are now, the deals are now done online with Bitcoin and with digital money. And it makes it very difficult for authorities to chase after. It also lowers the guilt of the buyer because, you know, when you think that the demand is lowering, in fact, statistics are showing the demand going up online. And this is what's directly hurting tigers and a lot of the endangered species in wildlife. And that's what we're trying to support. While we know that the internet is supporting us on our everyday lives, it's actually also having a big impact on our wildlife. But also at the same time, the internet is being used to support the work that is in the forest. Like, for example, Wi-Fi mesh networks are now being deployed to support the rangers to protect the tigers and a lot more other technologies that are being utilized to actually save the forest and save our earth. But people need to know that also, you know, them liking things on Facebook or actually a lot of the activities that they do have a direct impact on our environment. And I think this is the reason why Aji's work is excited to work with .Earth and the vision of .Earth as well.
That's great. You know, Edmund, it's been a wonderful podcast and really appreciate your time today. Before we sign off, is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything we may have missed today?
Well, I think one of the key aspects is really .Asia. Every .Asia domain helps support the development of the internet in Asia, and the development of the internet in Asia is not just about commerce. Commerce is a very important part of it, but it's also about social development. It's also about our environment, and it's also about the earth that we live in together. And that's really what the internet is now a big platform for. And .Asia really hopes to be part of it, and we're quite excited to work with .Earth on that.
That's excellent. What a wonderful way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive .Earth podcast interview with Edmund Chung, who's the CEO of the .Asia organization, who is kind enough to share his insights on the .Asia top-level domain, as well as many other things that are shaping the future of the internet. And Edmund, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.